Track and field. I was a high jumper. One thing I can say about track and field is that it's the greatest sport for an exhibitionist. I mean, there's one where you totally take your clothes off, except for your shorts and your shirt, and you can parade around in front of the girls. You know, doing little things like that. You know, which have nothing to do with warming up at all. You know. And women love it, man. You watch a woman in a track and they love to look. Oh, look at me, kid. I never took off my sweatpants unless it was totally necessary because I have calves like you've never seen before. They call me long ankles. I ran track for the Quantico Marines. We run against Howard University. They got some of the finest chicks you've ever seen, man. And they're walking there in groups of eights. And always with one ugly chick. But don't laugh. I have never hit on a good-looking chick in my life. I always take the ugly one. Because I've learned that the ugly one is always the nice one. I've seen many a guy at a party just always talking himself to death to the pretty one, yes? Oh, yes, I love Mozart. And meanwhile, I'm in See? So I do not disrespect the ugly one. So anyway, guy says, we're ready to start the high jump. All right, Cosby, check in. Yeah, Davis, so. Now, they got one high jumper from Howard. This is some dude they found in the Omega Sci-Fi fraternity. I forget his name. His name is Neanderthal Man or something like that. You know, and he says, I'm reporting I'm the Howard high jumper. They just sent me up because there's nobody else to jump. You know, the guy's about 5'8", so I figure I'll wipe him out right away, you know. The guy says, where would you like to start the bar, Mr. Cosby? I said, you started at 5'5". And I keep my sweatsuit on, man. He says, first jumper, Cosby. I said, yes, thank you. And the girls are right there, man. They say, you going to jump? I said, of course. Still got my sweatsuit on now, man. And I approach the bar. Whoop! And hit, and I mean, it's beautiful. Look right down on the bar and kick. Whoop! Man in the pit. Come on out of the pit. You know, so cool. This. And pretending like it really wasn't a good jump, you know. And the girls are saying, oh, look at his face. He probably didn't like that one. He could probably go higher than that, huh? So the guy's a Neanderthal. This dude is back about 30 feet in this position, looking like a samurai warrior. And he says, "Horse!" Takes off. His last step was 20 feet from the bar. He cleared the bar by 30 feet in this position. Missed the pit all the way. Landed on the track, knocked over his own man running the 220, cleaned him out. So he says, Neanderthal made it. Where do you want to put the bar now, Mr. Cosby? I should put it at 6'1". Now comes to the stripping down. Can I take it to my knees? Don't want to show them my calves yet. Mr. Cosby, ready? Now I take off my sweatsuit. And the crowd says, oh. Isn't that amazing that he can stand up with those things? I get back, man, and the dudes back here are saying, like, we ain't gonna make this. I think you're aware of that, ain't you? No, we're gonna try for the girls.
And everybody in my brain say, kick, kick, kick now, kick now. I say, yes, I must kick. I've never been up this high before. I wanted to live with it for a while. No, but kick, and I kick. Land in the pit, made it. 6'1", get up as cool as you've ever seen. Meanwhile, my brain is going, I am so cool, man.
Now this cat says,
Neanderthal.
You can't see this cat. You see this ball of dust growing. And he's coming. And 20 feet away, he fell. Dead. And I won.